Eärendil was a mariner that tarried in Arvernian. He built a boat of timber felled in Nimbrethil to journey in. Her sails he wove of silver fair. Of silver were her lanterns made. Her prow was fashioned like a swan, and light upon her banners laid. In panoply of ancient kings, in chained rings he armoured him. His shining shield was scored with runes, to ward all wounds and harm from him. His bow was made of dragon horn, his arrows shorn of ebony. Of silver was his hauberkin, his scabbard of chalcedony. His sword of steel was valiant, of adamant his helmet tall, an eagle plume upon his crest, upon his breast an emerald. Beneath the moon and under star he wandered far from northern strands, bewildered on enchanted ways beyond the days of mortal lands. From gnashing of the narrow ice where shadow lies on frozen hills, from nether heats and burning waste he turned in haste and roving still, on starless waters far astray at last he came to Night of Knot, and passed and never sight he saw of shining shore nor light he sought. The winds of wrath came driving him, and blindly in the foam he fled from west to east, and errandless, unheralded, he homeward sped. There flying Elwing came to him, and flame was in the darkness lit, more bright than light of diamond, the fire upon her carcanet. The Silmaril she bound on him, and crowned him with the living light. And dauntless then, with burning brow, he turned his prow, and in the night from other world beyond the sea, there strong and free a storm arose, a wind of power in Tarmanel, by paths that seldom mortal goes. His boat it bore with biting breath, as might of death across the grey and long-forsaken seas distressed. From east to west he passed away. Through evernight he back was borne, on black and roaring waves that ran, o'er leagues unlit and foundered shores that drowned before the days began, until he heard on strands of pearl, where ends the world the music long, wherever foaming billows roll, the yellow gold and jewels won, he saw the mountains silent rise, where twilight lies upon the knees of Valinor, and Eldamar beheld afar beyond the seas. A wanderer escaped the night, to haven white he came at last, to Elvenhome the green and fair, where keen the air, where pale is glass, beneath the hill of Ilmarin, a glimmer in the valley's sheer, the lamplit towers of Tirion are mirrored on the Shadowmere. He tarried there from Arentry, and melodies they taught to him, and sages old him marvels told, and harps of gold they brought to him. They clothed him then in elven white, and seven lights before him set, as through the Calicurian to hidden land forlorn he went. He came unto the timeless halls where shining fall the countless years, and endless reigns the elder king in Ilmarin on mountain sheer, and words unheard were spoken then of folk of men and elven kin, beyond the world where visions showed forbid to those that dwell therein. A ship then new they built for him, of mithril and of elven glass, with shining prow, no shaven oar nor sail she bore on silver mast. The Silmaril as lantern light and banner bright with living flame, to gleam thereon by Elbereth herself was set, who thither came and wings immortal made for him, and laid on him undying doom, to sail the shoreless skies and come behind the sun and light of moon. From Ever-Even's lofty hills, where softly silver fountains fall, his wings him bore a wandering light, beyond the mighty mountain wall. From world's end there he turned away, and yearned again to find afar his home through shadows journeying, and burning as an island star on high above the mists he came, a distant flame before the sun, a wonder ere the waking dawn where grey the Norland waters run. And over Middle-earth he passed, and heard at last the weeping sore of women and of elven maids in elder days and years of yore. But on him mighty doom was laid, till moon should fade and orbit star to pass, and tarry nevermore on hither shores where mortals are. Forever still a herald on an errand that should never rest, to bear his shining lamp afar, the Flammifer of Westerness.